So Iris, yeah, you're telling us about the experience of being flooded and that
Yes.
your father would tie ropes around you
Yes.
and your sister. So
Yes.
tell me about why he did that for you.
Well, if you go across Dunglen Point Marshes, the winds get absolutely terrific. Well, was only a small child. I was only 4 foot about when I was going to school. So any bit of wind, you would just float away. So he had to put ropes around us. And he used to meet us on those cold days, he did, yeah. And then when we got a bit bigger and we were managing on our own, he used to have a flashlight, and he'd put this flashlight on, keep flicking it on and off to make sure that the tide was coming, and he had to hurry up. Well, my little legs were going for I don't know what to get before the tide came over. So I had a few near squeaks, like, yeah.
And how often would the tide come in then? What was.
Twice a day, the tide comes in twice a day, and it alters an hour every day, twice a day. So as I say, sometimes you got home later, sometimes early. But it was hard going in winter, very hard going.
And you're